Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Marty Griffin. How are you doing? You all right? Couple observations. Last night, 10 o'clock news, KDKA. Did you see Pam Serrano? Very good reporter, very good person, actually wonderful person. She's doing a live at this memorial for this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful two-year-old who was murdered. Found in her own car seat in a field dead. So a couple hundred folks show up in Blairsville for a memorial. Did you see the video of folks beating the daylights out of each other at the memorial? Come on, man. So Pam's out there, and most of the folks are wonderful, but then people start beating each other up. Big fight. Honestly. Police had to be called in at a memorial for a dead two-year-old. Major fight. It's just not right, man. I know for a fact that folks at times, so you'll get a divorced couple, someone dies that they both shared, right? And they haven't spoken and they had animus. And so someone says something to someone at a funeral and there's pushing and shoving. I've heard this. Folks have actually been arrested at funeral homes. So this isn't an anomaly that these emotions, that this would happen at a funeral home, at a funeral, at a memorial. However, come on, man. Sometimes in life, you just gotta punch a tree. Seriously, if you think you're going to go to a memorial service for a dead two-year-old who's been murdered, and you think you're going to go there to beat somebody up, you gotta stay home, man. You gotta watch SpongeBob, you gotta do something. If you have no capacity to control your anger at a memorial for a dead two-year-old, you need to take a quick look in the mirror and say, I got issues bigger than I ever imagined. And again, folks are horribly, horribly emotional and have the right to be, but you don't have the right to start a fist fight, to have the police called to a memorial for a beautiful, beautiful girl we lost. Man, I just can't get my arms around it. I want to play this piece last night. This morning I heard Amy Wattis with KDK-TV. It kind of brings home something really, really significant that's really, really troubling to me that I want to get into with you folks. And we're going to start with this piece. Listen, this is Amy Wattis this morning.
Students will be seeing more Pittsburgh police officers here at Brashear High School this morning. They'll be assisting school police because of this threat. The person behind the threat was identified and interviewed. Police do not believe the threat was credible, but the school will be on modified lockdown, which means students will be in the building all day and only visitors with prior appointments will be allowed to enter the building.
Okay, that's Brashear High School. That's one student. So they determine it's not a credible threat. No one arrested, no one charged. There were two other threats yesterday. Elementary students determined not to be credible. They talked to mommy and daddy. They talked to little Johnny and little Sally. No one arrested. Everything goes back to normal. No. By the way, let's back up a bit. You remember a couple of days ago, the 16-year-old had the entire hospital system in the city freaked out? Remember this? He was going to pull off a hate crime in a Pittsburgh hospital at 10:30 in the morning. Remember this? They go to his house in Beaver Falls, Beaver County, rather. They say he's a troubled kid. He has a troubled family. No arrest. No arrest. Come on, man. At some point, we have to change this dramatically. We have to send a message. There has to be a law. Please don't tell me we have too many laws. Because the schools are wimpy. They won't take on these parents and kids. The parents freak out. Don't punish Johnny. He was just kidding. Can't be kidding anymore. Check this out. If Marty Griffin goes to the airport this morning, that would be me. If I say I have a bomb in my luggage, ha ha, I'm being arrested at the airport. And I should be. I should be. At the airport, I'm arrested. We need to send a message. Change the law now. So four times this week, 16-year-old says he's going to commit a hate crime at a Pittsburgh hospital at 10:30 in the morning. Oh, he was just kidding. Let him go. No charges. Zero. Poor kid. Three times in the last 24 hours at Brashear, as you heard Amy, and two elementary schools. Threats to harm people, to harm others, to blow up a school. No one arrested. No one punished. Oh, it wasn't credible. Let everybody go home. It'll be okay. 866-391-1020. I say change the law. Immediately expel them. Put them on probation until they're adults. And then figure out if they're okay when they're adults. 866-391-1020. We got to do something now. Man, this stuff gets old. This is a redundant conversation. It's annoying. It's disgusting. I've been having this conversation with Frank Monaco, who's an unbelievable state cop. So he retires. Then he becomes the chief in Plum and crushes it there. But they got crushed with bomb threats. Seems like I was calling him once a month about a bomb threat. And it's this Groundhog Day thing. Yeah, it's not a credible threat. We sent everybody home. Kid wasn't expelled or charged. Everything's back to normal. So this week, was it 2 days ago? Do you remember, Mia, that the 16-year-old Beaver Falls kid? Yeah. Tuesday. He says he's going to conduct a hate crime at a local hospital, 10:30 in the morning. So the FBI and the cops in Pittsburgh do great work. They grab him. He admits he did it. He's sorry. He's contrite. It wasn't a credible threat. They don't arrest him. They don't charge him. Everybody's fine. No, they're not. Then in the last 24 hours, three more threats. High school and two elementary schools. Not credible. Everybody's fine. No one arrested. Johnny, Sally, Louie, all of them go home. Nobody's punished. Stop the madness. I wanted to grab Frank. He's become a regular on this topic, and he's probably sick of talking about it. Frank Monaco, good morning once again, sir.
Good morning.
You know, as a guy who's lived his life in law enforcement and by doing the right thing and enforcing the laws, don't you think, sir, that we have to do better than just reporting it's not a credible threat, everybody back to school? Good luck when it happens again, sir.
Yes, well, I think, you know, in a basic, there should be. I don't know the specifics here. There may be something where the family, they work working something with the family and all that. I don't know what all's going on. There are certain things with juveniles you can do. It's a successful resolution if you work something through the families. But something should be done. I think, now, if you can't, obviously, as like we've discussed before, you can't give out the names, but there should be something that everybody knows that there's going to be some action taken, where there's going to be some juvenile things or some other type of juvenile charges where the person knows it's not just don't do it anymore and let it go.
Well, and you saw this.
Why stop?
By the way, Frank, you saw this time and time again, with all due respect to the Plum School District, because they did the best they could. In Plum, no one was ever expelled. No one was ever charged, right? For all the bomb threats you handled.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had some gun threats, and those were when we did take action on the gun threats. We had bomb threats prior to that, and others when I was with the state police. And that was with, those were, had to do with, ones were made from the pay phones for people wanting to get out of school early. And they were, anytime they wanted a long weekend, it was a nice day, they'd call in a bomb threat, and they'd send everybody home. And I said, we got to stop this because we'll be doing this every day.
Frank, don't you think at some point they should pass a law where you're immediately expelled? So that, take it out of the school district's hands. Take it out of mom and dad's hands. You have a hearing, you're immediately expelled. and put in a probationary plan until we feel like you're right, so that somebody knows that if I do this Monday, I'm in deep crap.
There should be more. I mean, passing a law is going to be difficult because there's always going to be, you know, because they're juveniles, that throws a monkey wrench into the standards. If it's an adult, it's a lot easier, obviously. But there should be some mandatory training or some mandatory counseling or some mandatory system that the people, that's not just, you know, don't do it anymore and move on. Because it continues, what they're doing doesn't appear to be successful.
Don't juveniles today, Frank,
to make it stop.
Don't juveniles today pull off the crimes that adults used to? This is what I see anyway.
Yes. In many cases, yes. Yeah, that's correct.
It's frustrating, isn't it, sir?
It's very frustrating because there's certain things you shouldn't be wasting law enforcement resources and everyone else's time for something that's silly. Mm. There should be something that makes it not worthwhile doing. You know, there should be some penalty or some other type of repercussion so it doesn't continue.
Hey, I don't want to name a juvenile. I don't want to pick at his house. I don't want to put his face on the internet. I don't. But I want an action so that they can say the Plum School District today expelled a juvenile who's now in a probationary school and will be there until he's an adult. And then every other juvenile in that program knows, oh, I can't do that. I'm going to take that test. I don't need attention that bad. I mean, something has to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think something should be done. They have to. And the expelling portion, especially with the juvenile, gets to be an issue because what do you do with them at that point?
It's interesting because one of my close friends who's just like you does the right thing. He's a cop. He says all parties are afraid because they are juveniles. The courts, adults, law enforcement, family, they're all afraid because they're juveniles, right?
Or you're limited. I mean, it's not necessarily afraid. It's just you're limited what you're allowed to do, you know, by law. I mean, there's not a lot of variance in it. You know, it's pretty specific what you're allowed to do with juveniles. And many of those rules were written when, you know, in the old days they'd send kids home with a lollipop.
They would.
It's not like that anymore. It's not like somebody stealing an apple from a fruit stand.
But dad would kick your you-know-what at home. Dad would tan your you-know-what at home. Not today,
no,
man.
Absolutely.
Dad's not home. Frank, you're the best, brother.
Always good talking to you, my friend.
I hope we don't have to call him again next week for the same crap. Mm. So frustrating. Jim, thanks for hanging in there. How are you, man?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
I got two ways of deterring this nonsense. When whoever these kids are, and they're found, like the guy down in the young kid down in the Beaver area, 20 to 40 hours of voluntary in the burn unit. Give them work in a burn unit. See what the people look like when they go through a disaster.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And seriously, they're not going to forget send them to school or this or this or that. And the other thing is, with all these hospitals being in that position of possibly being not knowing which one was which, if an older person or even a young person says, I'm supposed to go in the hospital this morning and get operated on, I'm not going because I'm afraid it's a hospital, why can't a lawyer turn around and sue that family for causing that family that was supposed to have an operation a problem, distress or whatever you call it? Why can't people get together and sue these kids' dads and moms for the sake of the frustration or anxiety or whatever? Because they do it all the day, all the time. And while, you know, all somebody has to do is what? That's how you get rid of it. You either make them work in the burn unit for 40 or 50 hours, volunteer, who, you know, to do something that makes them realize what a disaster will look like.
It has to be immediate, too. Quit being nice to mommy and dad. Quit feeling sorry because Junior's crying, because dad and mommy are separated. Quit. Enforce some sort of immediate action on kids that do this. Because as Frank said, kids are different today. Juveniles are pulling off adult threats today. So treat them like the big boys they want to be treated like. Immediate expulsion. Immediately in a program that punishes them. And tell the public so it stops. Ah, oh, so frustrating today. Double D, thanks for holding, man. Go.
Okay, I think the first issue would be, as these names are called in, they should be put in the computer database that when they get to the age to be able to purchase a gun, they're not allowed.
Nice.
Because of this.
Nice.
Yeah, because of this issue of woundedness, bitterness, anger, whatever, resentment.
Nice.
It percolates, and now when he's old enough, he buys a gun. And that's where I think some of these boys and girls are coming from.
By the way, it is, quite frankly. And everybody says, oh, right, Johnny just had a bad day. Those three kids that made threats in the last 24 hours should be immediately expelled from school, Double D. Immediately expelled. No questions asked. Then you have a hearing in 30 days and figure it out from there. So the people know if you do this, you're expelled from school.
Right, and I think it also wouldn't hurt to have them do some weeding at the school or something like that, but work it off as well.
Something has to happen immediately, and it has to be heavy-handed. I'm not saying name the kids. I'm not saying burn them in effigy. I'm saying punish them immediately. Tell the public you punish them immediately. Send a message that we will not tolerate this craziness anymore. It's dangerous.
I agree, because all it does is make gun owners and NRA and Second Right Amendments people look bad, and that's not the problem.
It does, sir. Thank you, Double D. You know, we all have kids or grandkids that are juveniles. My son is just turned 9. If my son calls in a bomb threat, my son will be severely punished. It's just the way I think. I'm not going to beat my kid. No. I'm going to take away everything of value to him. But I want the school to do the same. I want the police to do the same. Expel him. Here's what happens in schools, because I've seen it. Because I've seen it in my kids' schools. Kid makes a threat. Aw, poor kid. No, don't expel him. No. Be good to him. Yeah. Okay, then what's the message? What are you sending? What you're saying is, you can get away with this. And what do you think happens? Well, then everybody else, all these other kids say, well, Johnny got away with it. And then the family's lawyers say, you let Johnny get away with it. Sure. So what do? You take it out of the school's hands. By the way, Mount Lebanon does the right thing. They kick these kids out of school. Good for Mount Lebanon. It happened in my kid's elementary school last year. They kicked the kid out. I mean, what are you supposed to do, man? Take him back the next day? Make him write, I won't do it again on the blackboard 50 times? Come on, man. Wow, Raj just handed me this. This is the environment we're living in. Taylor Alderdice, under a lockdown. Gun found near the campus. Across the street from the gym. School is on full lockdown mode. This is dangerous stuff. If they catch these kids, they need to be expelled from school, criminally charged, and put in a special program. And the public needs to be made aware. Thanks, Raz. Otherwise, the beat goes on, man. You heard Frank Monaco. They can't do anything. They're powerless. Hey, Dan, thanks for your patience. Jump in here.
Yeah, Marty, I want to refer to your comment. You said that the kids today are different. The kids are no different now than they were. The parents are out of whack.
No, I'm saying juveniles commit adult crimes now.
Well, yeah, I know that because the parents are out of whack, okay? My son one time, a clergyman asked him a question, and my son looked at him, and I said, what do they know? And he looked me straight in the face and said, only what we teach them.
It's the truth. And by the way, half the families are split up, so dad's not around. Mom's on her own with 4 kids, and they're bouncing off the walls, man.
Well, yeah.
And then they spend 8 hours a day playing violent video games.
Does that legitimize parents not raising their kids?
No, I'm not making excuses for anybody. I'm telling you what happens. In Beaver this week, 16-year-old kid puts a threat online, and it says, I'm going to commit a hate crime at a Pittsburgh hospital tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. People freaked out,
Dan. I've been following that since the story broke, and it's ridiculous.
So they snag the kid. They go to his house. Aw, he has a bad family. Aw, he was raised in a bad environment. No charges, no arrest. Johnny goes home. Had thousands of people freaked out, Dan. What's the message that sends? You can get away with it.
Well, the message it sends is, you're exactly right. Okay, there's no consequence. That's the problem. There's no consequence anymore.
It's ridiculous. It's obscene. And so now Alderdice is locked down. Well, let's just, if those kids put a gun near school, they were just joking around. They were playing army. That's what they were doing, army. At the end of the day, I'm not asking you to put the kid's picture online. At the end of the day, I'm not asking you to throw the kid in an adult prison. I'm not. I'm asking for real punishment, immediate expulsion, hearing in 90 days, probationary period until then. period. Immediate expulsion. Done. Hey, John, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Marty. As I notice, you're talking about whatever these kids are doing, you want immediate action. You want immediate retribution. I agree 100%.
Well, immediate expulsion, hearing and whatever they do it, 30 days, 60 days, whatever they do.
I agree, but the point of the matter is you do something, you pay a consequence immediately.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to kick this up a notch. The murderer at the Tree of Life Synagogue, this is well over a year since he committed his crime. And I just heard on the news the other day, one day this week, that his lawyers are being given 4 months so they can prepare more or study more or do more work. He should have been dead the next week. I could understand.
Hold on, I get that. Hold on, man. You're not in Singapore. You're not in Iran. And I get you're emotional, and we're all emotional, but you can't execute a guy in a week. It doesn't work that way.
Me,
you know, you're smart enough
point.
To know that doesn't work that way.
Let me make a point.
Oh, you made a point. It's irrational.
No, wait.
It's irrational.
Let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, I understand the point of the death penalty. There have been, unfortunately, people over the years who have been put to death who turned out to be innocent people.
Yeah, over 200.
This guy dead to rights, 100%
right.
Guaranteed it's him. What are we sitting doing a year later?
What's the process? It's the process.
A process. It's a year later. Did he give a process to those 8 people he killed?
Again, I get it. Folks would like to bring him out to the street. And hang them. I get all
no,
that.
No, I'm not talking vigilante.
Well, of
come
course
on,
you are. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. If you execute a guy in a week, that's vigilante. That's how. So
He executed 8 people in a day.
Again, this is a redundant, circular conversation, and you're being irrational. So I'm going to move you on down the road. Phil, my friend, good morning. Thanks for calling, brother.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Excellent.
I got to agree with you fully about that there has to be some type of punishment. When my kids do something wrong, there has to be some kind of punishment. And they know that to this day, and they know that same as they knew when they were 5 years old. If I kept letting them get away with it and get away with it, it seems to escalate.
Right.
Because they want to see how far they can go, how much they can get away with, how far can you push that. Same thing with any children. They make terroristic threats, which is a crime. They need to be
expelled, man.
Suspended. That's right. Get rid of it. They got to go. They got to have a hearing. They have to explain their actions. What they're going to do to change their actions, and there has to be a decision whether you're going to allow them to come back to that school.
Right on. But it has to happen immediately, man. Forget about it's not a credible threat. My brother makes an excellent point, Chris, spot on. And I recall this. Kid from Lebo, expelled last year. He had a list that they found of students that he wanted to shoot. He was joking. Ha ha. They expelled him. So I like Mount Lebo. They don't mess around. You can't, man. I guarantee you he's a good kid. I guarantee you he has good parents. I guarantee you it was a lark. I guarantee you it was a fluke. I guarantee you he didn't mean it. Too bad, man. I cannot go to the airport today and walk up to one of the TSA folks and say, by the way, I got a pretty cool-looking bomb I made in my luggage. Uncle Marty's going to jail if that happens, and he should. At the end of the day, the world has changed. There is no more joking. Kids know now that they can get away with this. We saw it 3 times in the last 18 hours. They know they can do what they want without repercussion. We got to change that. We have to. I'm not suggesting we out them, beat them, shoot them, execute them in a week. That's ridiculous. I'm suggesting it's immediate punishment, expulsion. Deal with it after a hearing, put them in a probationary school. Act like adults. You want to act like an adult? You're treated like an adult. Morning. I have kids in a real different level. My daughter, Chloe. So she doesn't care about football. And you'll understand here in a second what I'm talking about. She wants to go to the football game tonight. She's 12 years old. They all giggle and laugh and they send each other pictures. They don't know anything about football. She's a really good athlete and she's on the field hockey team. They have practice on Friday nights. She wants to go to the game. She whined about 6 times about, I want to go to the game. I don't want to go to field hockey. So I heard her whining about this. I go upstairs. I'm in the basement working out, and I grab her. And I say, what does a guard do on a football team? A guard. She said, I don't know. I said, you know nothing about football. You've never watched a game in your life. Yes, Daddy. I said, I heard you yelling with your mother 6 times about you don't want to play field hockey. I said, here's what you can do. You can quit field hockey. You can quit soccer. But you're staying home every time you would have had a game or practice, and you're staying home alone, and you're staying in your room, and I'm taking away your cell phone. Give me your cell phone. Which is like taking away one of their kidneys. It really is, if you have a kid. So she loses her phone, and she's going to practice tonight. Am I a bad dad? What's this have to do with threats? What it has to do with is that kids have to realize that there are rules in the world. You don't push. You don't pull. You're a kid. And if we don't treat them as their parents, instead of their buddy, oh, I can't punish her. Poor thing. She should go to a game. She's missing the game. The camaraderie with the girls giggling. I don't care, man. I really don't. She's not my friend. She's my daughter. I would die for her today. I'd give her both my kidneys. But she's not living outside of the rule box. Took away her phone. Now she's mad at me. I said, I showed her a picture before she left. There's this beautiful picture. She's an actress where she was playing Annie, and she was smiling and singing Annie. She's a major talent, I think. I'm biased. I said, this is the girl that I love, not the one standing here pouting over a cell phone and giggling in a football game. Now leave. She left. Ken, go ahead.
Morty, I didn't realize how mean you were, but...
I'm a meanie.
The thing is, the kids have to realize there's consequences, and this slap on the wrist thing, enough is enough.
Right.
You know?
Right. We don't want to throw them in jail. Kick them out of school, man. It's the policy. Well, it's a state law. You're immediately kicked out of school if you make a threat. Bye.
We don't want to put them on a street corner with a sign.
Right.
But they should affect their school, and of course, all of the expenses involved should be passed on to the parents.
Exactly. Everybody has to be punished. Everybody. Yep. It's a great phone call and a great point. At the end of the day, we're adults. At the end of the day, we're a society with rules. Why do you think there are 10 commandments? People are afraid to die and go to hell and be punished by God. That's it. It's a rule book, man. You don't follow the rules, you get punished. Even if you don't know if you're going to get punished. These kids need to know immediately they're going to get punished. Immediately. Hey, folks, join KDKA Radio, live broadcast 11 to 2, Coons Cooking Hour, and Coons Black and Gold Sunday. Sunday, September 8th at their McKnight Road store location. Great times. Also, our spaghetti breakfast, September 20th, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., Heinz Hall Garden Plaza. It's great stuff. Coons Piazza Tallarico, Lamagna cheese, Salone's bread, and Ricci's sauces. My boy Ernie, Il Pizziola, Molinara Ristorante, and Common Plea Catering. Check it out. Be there and enjoy it. And we're looking for folks who want to help support Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Over the Edge event, September 27th, you rappel 22 stories from the Coppers Building. Raise money to help find a cure. Visit kdkradio.com. Kevin and Weirton, go ahead.
Yes, Marty, I called you the other day. I told you after the guy said we needed hip boots for what he was saying about not charging the kid. What happened the next day?
Nothing.
These three kids called in.
Right on. No, it's true.
And I applaud you. I applaud you for doing what you did with your daughter. My wife and I's rule was you play the sport, you go to every practice,
right,
and you don't quit in the middle of the year.
Right.
Next year, if you don't want to play, I'm fine with that.
Hey, I told her, you want to quit soccer? You want to quit lacrosse? Cool. You don't get a phone. And you stay home every night by yourself when there would be a game in your room.
Yep.
That's the way it is.
Hey, you're either part of the team or you're not.
Exactly.
I don't feel what I want to practice today. I got a sore toe. You go out there and stand on the sideline and watch that.
My son was, thank you, great call. My son was standing in the middle of the soccer field with the hands in his pockets. I don't yell from the sidelines. When the game was over and we were going home, I said, my man, if you're going to stand on the field with your hands in your pockets, Daddy thinks it's funny, but Griffins are hustlers. If you're not going to hustle, you're not going to play. You understand? I'm not asking you to score. I'm not coaching you. If you're not going to hustle, you're not going to play. Judy, go ahead.
Real quick, Marty, you had the answer right there. take away from these kids what's important to them. No more cell phone, no more internet access. You got to hit the parents, $1,000 fine. Taking them out of school just sends them at home to be on those violent games and everything else. They need to stay in school, maybe go to a separate area, but take away the electronics, take away the internet access, the method that they made the threat to be taken away. And like you said, it's a lifeline. Don't give it back. Hit the parents also, though. They've got to understand they're responsible for their kids.
And I'm not their friend. I love them. I'll die for them, but I'm not your buddy. I love you, but I can't be your pal and your dad. It doesn't work well that way.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.